supporting them on raised arms or sturdy heads, the great snake trailing up the center pillar, his mouth open to devour. The water slipped down with a rainfall din that subdued our footfalls and whispers. We reached the small hole in the far side of the fence and slipped through. We cherished our secret journeys to the Midnight Zoo, the parrot house with the multicolored creatures inside, the hippo, Peter the Great, a flying fox, the reptile house slithering with creatures both unnatural and frightening. Sneaking out was both our reward for enduring family life and our invisible rebellion. The Bronx River flowed right through the zoo's land. The snake of dark water seemed another living animal, brought from the outside to divide the acreage in half and then escape, as the water knew its way out. And then there was the lion's den, a dark, caged, and forested area. I was drawn there as if those beasts belonged to me, or I to them. Sultan. My voice was resonant in the night. Budin maid. The pair of Barbary lions ambled forward, placing their great paws on the earth, muscles dangerous and rippling beneath their fur as they approached the bars. A great grace surrounded them, as if they had come to understand their fate and accept it with roaring dignity. Their manes were deep and tangled as a forest. I fell into the endless universe of their large amber eyes as they allowed, even invited, me to reach through the iron and wind my fingers into their fur. They'd been tamed beyond their wild nature, and I felt a kinship with them that caused a trembling in my chest. They indulged me with a return gaze, their warm weight pressed into my palm, and I knew that capture had damaged their souls. "I'm sorry," I whispered every time. "We were meant to be free." Part 1. America.
To defeat the darkness out there, you must defeat the darkness in yourself.
Aslan, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, C.S. Lewis. Chapter 1. Begin again, must I begin again, who have begun so many loves in fire. Sonnet 1, Joy Davidman. 1946, Ossining, New York. There are countless ways to fall in love, and I'd begun my ash-destined affairs in myriad manners. This time it was marriage. The world, it changes in an instant. I've seen it over and over, the way in which people forge through the days, believing they have it all figured out, protected inside a safe life. Yet there is no figuring life out, or not in any way that protects us from the tragedies of the heart. I should have known this by now. I should have been prepared.
Joy.
Bill's voice through the telephone line came so shaky, I thought he might have been in a car wreck or worse.
I'm coming undone again, and I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go.
Bill. I hugged the black plastic phone against my ear and shoulder, the thick cord dangling as I bounced our baby son Douglas against my chest. Take a deep breath. You're fine. It's just the old fear. You're not in the war. You're safe.
I'm not fine, Joy. I can't take it anymore.
Panic broke his voice into fragments, but I understood. I could talk him off this ledge as I had other nights. He might get drunk before it was all over, but I could calm him. Come home, Poogle. Come on home. I used the nickname we had for each other and our children, like a bird call.
I'm not coming home, Joy. I'm not sure I ever will.
Bill! I thought he might have hung up, but then I heard his labored breathing, in and out, as if someone were squeezing the life out of him. And then the long, shrill, disconnected buzz vibrated like a tuning fork in my ear and down to my heart, where my own fear sat coiled and ready to strike.
No,
I shouted into the empty line. I knew Bill's office number by heart, and I called him back again and again, but it rang endlessly while I mumbled a mantra, answer, answer, answer. As if I had any control from where I stood in our kitchen, my back pressed against the lime green linoleum counter. Finally, I gave up. There was nothing left for me to do. I couldn't leave our babies and go look for him. He'd taken the car and I didn't have help. I had no idea where he might be other than a bar.